I'm Brendan Palu, and on the line with me right now is Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry. Bonnie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, Bonnie, the province announced travel restrictions to Haida Gwaii due to the outbreak, which has now reached over 20 cases. I guess in this situation, is it more concerning than Kelowna, given how small and remote it is? And did the Alaska loophole maybe play any part in this as well?
Yeah, so we have always been working with the First Nations communities around the province and our more remote communities to make sure that we could respond if and when COVID appeared in these communities. And, you know, we've had a number of other communities where we've had cases as well. But knowing how remote it is and knowing the limited health resources on the island, this was an important measure for us all together, both Northern Health and the public health community, as well as the municipalities and the Haida Nation, to make sure that we had everything in place to support people, people who were infected with the virus, who might need health care, but also people who have been exposed and are now in isolation. We need to support them as well. In terms of the Alaska loophole, I'm not aware that that's an issue in terms of what's going on in Haida Gwaii. It has been concerning, and it's one of those visible things. We know there's challenges going on, particularly in Washington State and now in Alaska with cases. So we want to best protect people here in BC.
Is there a reconsideration to name the communities where the new and active cases are from, based on several calls, not only from the public, but also from some politicians?
No. We've always had the same approach to how we name communities, and it's around one, we call it an outbreak if there's the community wants us to work with them to make sure that we have all of the resources that are available. And it's a measure that we can take to help support that. We also, naming the Kelowna area is because, as we have with other things, if there is risks to the public that we can't find everybody who might have been exposed during an event, then we publicly name those events and those places. And we've seen that the challenge with Kelowna, of course, was that there were multiple parties and exposure events that were happening in different places. So anybody who was in that area needed to be aware and to take precautions.
Now, we've seen several provinces adopt a mandatory mask policy. Why do you feel such a move is not necessary for BC at this time?
Yeah, I think there's only one province, Quebec, isn't it, that has a mandatory mask policy. There are some municipalities that have gone that way. And we very strongly and have from the beginning said that there are masking, is non-medical masks in the community are an additional layer and that we can use to help protect us, particularly when community transmission is high. And I think it's a balancing act. And here in BC, we have used our skills and our talents and everybody working together. We have very low community transmission right now. Even with the outbreaks that we're having, most places we're not seeing transmission. We're focusing on those areas where transmission is happening, like restaurants and bars and the private parties that are quite large sometimes. So we've been focusing on where transmission is happening. I absolutely recommend, and I do myself, wear a mask when we're in places, especially small stores. I have a small grocery store that I go to, and I wear my mask in there, and everybody does, on transit where you can't always keep those distances. But right now, we're not in a place where that would be something that we would necessarily need to mandate. And we have to remember, it's not a magic bullet either. It's one additional layer in them that helps us with all of the other things that we need to continue to do.
Now, yesterday, Alberta expanded asymptomatic testing at community pharmacies, giving people more access to COVID-19 testing. Could this potentially work in British Columbia?
Yeah, we've been thinking about that. The challenge we have is, we do have testing available widely in communities around BC. Our testing strategy has always been to focus on risk and making sure that we have testing available rapidly for those scenarios where we know it's going to make a difference. And right now in our community, with the rates that we have, just randomly testing people with no symptoms is not really a benefit. So we're not looking at that as a strategy. We are looking at whether pharmacies can be places, should we need broader community testing, maybe coming into the fall. But there are challenges with personal protective equipment, with sick people going into a pharmacy and getting a nasopharyngeal swab. So, those are all things that need to be worked out.
Now, in June, Alberta opened casinos with enhanced cleaning measures despite having nearly three times as many cases than BC. With that in mind, Bonnie, why aren't gaming facilities reopening here with substantially fewer cases?
Yeah, so we those are also things that we are doing in a progression, and I know the casinos are working on their plans. It is an environment that could be a high-risk environment, so there needs to be additional precautions put in place, because we're talking about they're mostly indoor spaces. They're often crowded, so that we need to be addressing crowding, barriers, protection of staff in those environments. We also know that they often, the clientele in casinos are older people who may be at higher risk of having more severe illness with COVID. So they are further down on our list in terms of reopening because of the potential risks. But it is something that we are looking at, and I know they're working on potential plans.
Now, last question I have for you. What's your message to residents heading into the BC Day long weekend?
You know what? This is, we have learned. We've been learning as we go, even from January. And we learned in the Canada Day long weekend, where we all really, really wanted to just enjoy summer, that we can do that. But we need to do it safely. And that's smaller numbers of people, get outdoors, go play outside, I always say. And, now's the time to do that with a small group of people. Keep your distance from others. Make sure that we're staying away and staying home if we're not feeling well ourselves. And those are the things that we can do to get through this summer and to still, play safe.
Well, Bonnie, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me. And remember to be calm, be kind, and be safe this long weekend.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Bonnie, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye now.